The following program, Bless Israel, is brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The Holocaust was the systematic persecution and murder of 6 million Jews by the Nazi state and collaborators from 1933 to 1945. Nazi Germany created tens of thousands of camps to imprison millions of Jewish men, women, and children. Of the 6 million Jews murdered, 1.5 million were children. This horrific event must be remembered today and every day.
Welcome to this special Bless Israel program titled Never Forget, Never Again, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Val is a Holocaust survivor who grew up in Lithuania. In the summer of 1940, Hitler's army began its assault on the Russian Empire. The Nazis immediately began to implement their racial laws against the Jewish population, depriving Jews of every basic human right.
On August 15, 1941, Val and his family were forced into a ghetto, surrounded by barbed wire and armed sentries.
On the 4th of October, the Nazis, the SS, marched into the ghetto. They surrounded our little ghetto hospital and they set it on fire. Everybody who tried to escape was shot. So the choice was to burn alive or die in a hail of bullets. The other atrocity took place 3 weeks later. Again, the Nazis, the SS, they all marched into the ghetto. They selected 10,000. They took them away to the notorious execution place and they were all murdered. For my family and for me, this was a defining event. That's when we lost our faith in humanity. Seeing all the facts, seeing all the evil unhinged us. We couldn't cope with it. We were completely derailed. We don't know what to do, we don't know where to go, we don't know what's happening to us. The fact that ordinary, normal people could be turned into killers was a shocking realization for us. We had to take on board that the line between good and evil was a very flimsy one, a very thin one. And it was all too easy to indoctrinate ordinary people, indoctrinate ordinary people to turn from good into evil.
By 1944, the remaining Jews from Val's ghetto were herded into cattle wagons and taken into Germany to work as forced laborers, building factories for the production of German Messerschmitt jet fighters.
We knew, of course, we had a good idea that our life will be finished before we were liberated. Conditions were so bad that we did not expect to survive. We were very pessimistic. And we made a pledge obliging any survivor to bear witness. You see, we had that fancy idea that once we disclose how evil starts and how evil spreads, it will make a big impression and genocide won't happen again. Well, it was all wishful thinking, actually. I survived. I was one of the few. But it was just too traumatic to relive everything again and to talk about it. So, in common with most survivors, I kept silent. It was such a gruesome story, people could not believe it. But I was prompted by my children. They wanted to know, and they were asking difficult questions. Why don't we have grandparents, uncles and family like the other children? And why do you speak with a funny accent? So we decided, when the kids were about 8, 9, we have to tell them what happened to us. But we had a problem. How do you introduce a child to the idea of radical evil? So we had to modify our story to their maturity. So there you are. The long silence was broke, and we began talking about it.
Tens of thousands of elderly Holocaust survivors, just like Val Ginsberg, still live in abject poverty. Many are alone and cannot afford food or medicine.
But thanks to you, our Christian radio friends, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is able to provide a survival food box with nourishing food for one poor elderly Holocaust survivor in the final years of their life. Could we ask you to help? With a gift today of just $25, you'll help fulfill the biblical mandate from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7, that tells us to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter. When you see the naked, to clothe him.
Just $25. That's less than a dollar a day. Is all it takes to help provide one survival food box to a poor elderly Holocaust survivor in Israel, Ukraine, or anywhere there are Holocaust survivors in need. Here's how you can reach us at the Fellowship. 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122. You can also make your donation by text. Just text the word SURVIVOR to 91999. On your phone, text the word SURVIVOR to 91999.
Sad to see the people living in such terrible conditions and have no food to eat when we have so much plentiful food over here and everything, and they're God's chosen people. If God puts it on your heart to help these people, then you're doing the right thing.
If you're able to, you can make your $25 donation a monthly blessing by joining our Fellowship Box a Month Club. The Holocaust survivor you help will receive one survival food box every month, all year long. What a blessing that will be. When you join our Box a Month Club, as our way of saying thank you, we'll send you our beautiful Fellowship tote bag to remind you each day of God's blessings in your life.
Again, here's our special toll-free number to call. Our friendly Fellowship operators are standing by, ready to talk with you. 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122. Or text the word SURVIVOR to 91999. That's SURVIVOR to 91999. At a Holocaust awareness event, President and Global CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein, shared how the organization is providing food boxes to poor elderly Holocaust survivors, like Miriam.
She was one of the first Jewish people that the Nazis took in Germany, and she was brought to Auschwitz to build the camps with her own hands. And she said, "I was strong, that's why I survived, but I was the only survivor." And she explained to me how for years she lived on one piece of bread, one cup of tea, and worked 15 hours a day in the freezing cold snow, in the burning hot sun, and if you stop for 1 second, you get shot on sight. And she said, as we were walking back to our bunks, the Nazis would line up next to us and they would see our starving bodies, our exhausted minds, and we'd be walking, and they would start throwing loaves of bread at us. They'd be throwing chicken, they'd be throwing meat. And any person who would bend down to pick it up would get shot on sight. And they would sit there laughing. And they would watch their fellow Jews, their fellow workers, their friends, their family get shot because they were so starving for a piece of bread. And she said to me, "When you come with this food box that says on the side, donated with love from Christians in America, there are no words for the joy it brings to my heart. Finally, the Jewish people are not alone. Finally, there are Christians in America who care about me. Christians in America are sending me this life, this bread, this food, this chicken. That shows me that there is hope for the future." And that's what the Fellowship aims to do.
Many Holocaust survivors face serious health issues. Those in need of treatment or medication crisis can sometimes live far from a medical facility. When war or terror attacks take place in areas like Ukraine and throughout Israel, they cannot safely leave their homes. But thanks to Christians and your prayerful and financial support, the Fellowship is able to provide mobile clinics to help poor elderly Holocaust survivors receive the care they need.
This mobile clinic allows doctors to reach Holocaust survivors in their homes.
Holocaust survivors are old people around 80s and 90s, and it's very hard for them to leave their home and to get the medical care. So we give them the medical care in their home.
Holocaust survivors have already endured such unimaginable difficulties in their lives. During times of crisis, it is especially important to make sure they receive the care and dignity they deserve.
War is a time of stress and instability, and for the Holocaust survivors, it's much more difficult, so we try to help them.
In time of war, it's even more important that doctors come to us.
Supporting this initiative is part of our commitment to help Israel's most vulnerable populations.
For me, it's a privilege. As we say, to give is to receive, and I really feel it. And as a second generation to Holocaust survivor, I really know what they went through.
Our Christian supporters and donors makes all of this possible. We make sure Holocaust survivors can still get their medical attention in times of war and in times of peace.
During the Holocaust, the Christian saved my life. Now I want to thank them.
Thousands of elderly Jews in Israel, the Ukraine, throughout the former Soviet Union, and in countries around the world live in extreme poverty and face violent anti-Semitism. Many are bedridden, not able to travel, and in desperate need of food and basic needs just to survive.
That's why we're asking for your help right now. It's the reason you're tuned in to this special Bless Israel radio program. With one simple phone call to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can help deliver nourishing food to a suffering elderly Jewish soul. A gift today of just $25 helps provide one survival food box for one elderly Holocaust survivor.
The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, that those who bless Israel will themselves be blessed. Your one-time gift today of $25 not only blesses a Holocaust survivor, it also fulfills God's promise to care for His chosen people. Here's how you can reach us. 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122.
You can also make your donation by text. Just text the word SURVIVOR to 91999. On your phone, text the word SURVIVOR to 91999.
The struggles that they have where they are, being alone, not having family, not having support for food or for spiritual guidance, not having medical care. Our responsibility is to act and to worship Him. God puts the right opportunities in front of you. And when you feel the Holy Spirit guide you and direct you, you need to act upon it.
If you're able to, you can make your $25 donation a monthly blessing by joining our Fellowship Box a Month Club. The Holocaust survivor you help will receive one survival food box every month, all year long. What a blessing that will be. When you join our Box a Month Club, as our way of saying thank you, we'll send you our beautiful fellowship tote bag to remind you each day of God's blessings in your life.
Please, before this moment passes, call or text right now and help bring joy to a poor Holocaust survivor in the final years of life.
Call 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122. Or text the word SURVIVOR to 91999.
Auschwitz, the site of 1.1 million Jews who were slaughtered, murdered simply for the crime of being Jewish.
We know. We're witnesses. The vile, vicious violence that can be inflicted upon people.
it's not so far away. We're not so far away from Auschwitz.
Next time you hear the word anti-Semitism, I want you to hear what it really means. A spiritual battle against God, against God's plan, and against God's covenant with the Jewish people.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program titled Never Forget, Never Again, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The fellowship was founded in 1983 by Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, fulfilling his vision of building bridges of understanding between Christians and Jews. In his more than three decades of work, Rabbi Eckstein helped millions of needy Jews around the world, and he also encouraged millions of Christians to deepen their bonds with Israel and their biblical Jewish roots. It was in his beloved Holy Land of Israel where Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein passed away on February 6th, 2019.
In this rare audio recording, Rabbi Eckstein gives an important perspective on the Holocaust and how all of humanity should declare never forget and never again. Let's listen.
The Holocaust is not just a concept. The Holocaust happened at a real point in history to real people. I realize just how close the people are to us, and how the events could, God forbid, as much as we say never again, they could happen again. If Israel's enemies have their way, Jerusalem and the state of Israel would be obliterated and pushed into the sea and destroyed. We dare not let that happen. Not under our watch. Hatred and prejudice are not things that we are born with. Man, through his free choice, he chooses between good and evil. My friends, we are witnessing the rise of anti-Semitism around the world today.
The neighbors say, "We will poison you, dirty Jews." They say it openly.
Terrorist attacks.
Police say they were tortured and killed before the final shootout.
Time is not on our side. Every Jew who is in need of escaping from the forces of anti-Semitism, today there is an Israel that is the home for every Jew who flees there.
This inscription says that Jews should all be stabbed. Jid is a derogatory, negative word for Jew. This is the name that the Nazis called Jews when they put a yellow Star of David. It's the same now.
It's very hard to describe for someone in the West. The anti-Semitism that still lives here. Valentina is a mother of five children. And when they went out for one Shabbat in the synagogue, the neighbors, they broke the door, came in, and stole all what they have and left a note, "Dirty Jews, go out." The neighbors told them, "We will poison you, and you will all be dead. We will accomplish Hitler's task." "Hitler lives in our heart," Valentina's neighbor told her. And she's frightened now, so she has to live in fear because they promise her that they will poison her.
The nuclear threats, the biological, the chemical threats that Israel is facing are growing. The amassing of missiles, of weapons against Israel has risen tremendously. Joshua said, "Who is for the Lord? Let him come with me." This is the moment of truth. This is the time when we need to take a stand with God and when we need to stand strongly with the state of Israel.
The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 7, "Share your food with the hungry. Give shelter to the homeless. When you see the naked, clothe them." That's the mission of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, thousands of poor elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel, Ukraine, and across the former Soviet Union live every day with a feeling of hunger. Many live alone, scared, and unseen, but God sees them. And today, God may be calling you to be their blessing.
With a one-time gift of $25 to the life-saving work of the Fellowship, you can help provide one survival food box for one Holocaust survivor in need. Would you pick up your phone right now and help? The call is quick and easy. You can make your tax-deductible donation with any credit card, debit card, or checking account.
Here's our special toll-free number. Our friendly Fellowship operators are standing by, ready to talk with you. 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122. You can also make your donation by text. Just text the word SURVIVOR to 91999. Again, just text the word SURVIVOR to 91999.
In fact, could we ask you to prayerfully consider calling us in the next 30 minutes? We're looking for 20 of our Christian radio listeners who are listening to my voice right now. That's 20 lovers of Israel and the Jewish people to call in the next 30 minutes so that we can rush 20 survival food boxes to 20 poverty-stricken elderly Holocaust survivors. Could we ask you to be one of those 20 people?
Call right now and help. 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122. Or text SURVIVOR to 91999. On your phone, just text the word SURVIVOR to 91999.
Christ commanded us to take care of the needy, and to obey God's word is what we need to be doing. And it's great that we have organizations like the International Fellowship of Christian Jews try to meet those needs, to open the eyes of people that want to help. You have to obey the word, but God gives us a compassion because of who he is. And that's the example that Christ gives us. You know, his whole ministry was about healing and helping and understanding people's needs. And that's what he encourages us to do through his word, is to understand the needy people. The people that are hurting, and to want to help is something that Christ gives us.
Did you know that in Isaiah chapter 58, the Lord gives 10 amazing promises to those who take action and help others less fortunate than themselves? God promises that his favor will shine on you, that your wounds will be healed, that he will always be with you, that he will save you, that he will protect you, that he will answer your prayers, that he will turn darkness into light, that he will guide you, that he will satisfy you with good things. And lastly, the 10th promise, that he will keep you strong and well.
Those 10 promises from God in Isaiah chapter 58 are built on being generous to people less fortunate than us. Why? Well, because God wants us to learn generosity. And today you can show the Lord your generous spirit. You can help one of his chosen people, a poor elderly Holocaust survivor, right where you are, with just one phone call or text. A one-time gift of $25 to the life-saving work of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews helps provide one survival food box for one Holocaust survivor in need. Call 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122. Or text SURVIVOR to 91999. That's the word SURVIVOR to 91999.
It's just hard to describe being lonely, being unwanted, feeling like no one cares. God wants us to help them. God wants us to be there for them. God wants us to be able to minister to them, not only physically but spiritually, to give them hope. I'm grateful that I'm able to help them in a way to where we can bless them. We can show the love of Christ. God will bless those who bless his nation. As a Christian community, through the Fellowship of Christians and Jews, we are blessing the Jews by doing this.
If you're able to, you can make your $25 donation a monthly blessing by joining our Fellowship Box a Month Club. The Holocaust survivor you help will receive one survival food box every month, all year long. What a blessing that will be. When you join our Box a Month Club as our way of saying thank you, we'll send you our beautiful fellowship tote bag to remind you each day of God's blessings in your life. And as we close our program, this is our last opportunity to ask for your help. As I mentioned earlier, we're looking for 20 people to call or text us in the next 30 minutes with a one-time or monthly donation of $25.
Will you be one of those 20 people? Please don't put this off. Please pray and ask God what He would have you do today, right now, right where you are. Here's how you can reach us at the Fellowship. 800-618-1122. 800-618-1122. That's 800-618-1122. Or text SURVIVOR to 91999. That's the word SURVIVOR to 91999. You'll instantly receive a reply text to donate a one-time or monthly gift of $25, or any amount the Lord leads you to give today. Again, just text the word SURVIVOR to 91999.
Thank you for your generosity and for supporting the life-saving work of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Thank you for listening.